You just killed my life model decoy.
The earth was born from a little box.
Our cosmic is mine to bestow.
Ohaku or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohaku or Not is a proud member of the Fire & Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Episode 39, Fury, Nick, Two Galactus' Heralds.
Fury, comma, Nick Fury.
I thought he was black.
Welcome to that. Sergeant Fury was the leader of the Howling Commandos during World War II and during the Cold War became a super spy and director of S.H.I.E.L.D. If he doesn't look his age, it's that he was inoculated with the Infinity Formula during the war and has been getting annual shots of this fountain of youth ever since.
Wow.
It was also during the war that he lost his eye, which was hit with grenade shrapnel during a mission. Nick Fury is a hardened, cigar-chomping combat veteran with the highest standards of honor and integrity. Extremely proud, he likes to accomplish missions without outside help. From superheroes, for example. Now, fans of the Marvel movies, like Elise, may be wondering...
That's a not a correlation, a coincidence.
Yeah, it's a coincidence that you mentioned it. But fans of Marvel movies may be wondering why we're looking at a white dude. Well, there's a story behind that. When Marvel created a line of comics called Ultimate Marvel, they reinvented many characters for those comics, which were meant as an easy jumping on point for new readers. In that version of the Marvel Universe, the artist not only made him a black man, but drew him as Samuel Jackson. And in those, and in those stories, S.H.I.E.L.D. was responsible for assembling and directing the Avengers. Well, when the movies came around, they decided to do exactly that. And they cast Sam Jackson. Yes, he's a comic book fan, was happy to do it. Because of that, Nick Fury's recognizability, they've since retired the white Nick Fury and introduced an illegitimate son who looks like the movie version to be head of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the proper Marvel Universe. Anyway, the original Nick Fury is here pictured fighting the terrorists of Zodiac, reading top secret documents in his office, gliding on wings built into his uniform, and under a diagram of his gun, he's firing it in battle, and in one panel, using a Hydra agent as a human shield. Not pictured his flying car, but that they filed that under S.H.I.E.L.D. So eventually.
Yeah. But he is flying with a cigar still in his hand.
Right.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
He's very manly.
He's very confident. I don't know if he looks confident in that pad. It's like,
I feel like he's an Old Spice commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm on a boat!
Or am I on a boat? I'm on a horse! I'm flying!
That's really a good way of describing it, though. Especially like this. It's just a shot of him doing badass, manly things.
So many things.
Yeah.
Although that panel where he's shooting looks like there's a cheese grater in the background. Yeah.
All this art is by Jim Steranko, who really...
Like cheese.
Well, sort of created the look of S.H.I.E.L.D. and drew these adventures and wrote some of these adventures.
He does look very cool sitting in that chair.
Yeah.
Reading documents. I like to think it's like a romance novel.
He's got a beard. Has he got a beard?
In that one,
yeah.
Let himself go.
I like the beard.
If he doesn't shave for like 3 hours...
And I really have so much testosterone.
Jesus. I wonder how long it takes him to do that perfect hair flip.
Oh, wow.
It's good.
I like to think it's like in Grease Lightning, where Zuko just does the flip, done.
I think it's just a bit weird, because it just doesn't register as Nick Fury to me.
I got
so,
to
like,
you.
You're so mainstream. Well,
that's the one who said, isn't he black?
This feels like a random other person to me.
He's like a random S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
And he doesn't have the same personality, right?
No, he wants to just stand alone.
Yeah, so it's not the same character at all.
Fury literally spends most of the first movies just building a team. That feels weird. It just feels like two entirely different people.
I would say that I'm a big fan of the White Temple.
Yeah, thing. I think we're at that age.
I think we are.
Salt and peppering is...
I've been having that for years. The dad... Aladdin? Not so much. His dad, which had the white...
Oh, yeah.
Palm shit with
oh,
on.
Yes. I know exactly what you
Prince
mean.
Prince of Thieves?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was, what, 10?
Is that in the sequel?
The third one.
Okay, so I don't remember Aladdin having a dad. So he doesn't actually have superpowers. He just gets this Infinity Serum, which is an amazing name for a Fontaine de Jouvence type thing. But yes, he doesn't have superpowers.
No.
No. Oh. He's just a badass dude.
I kind of want to be young forever. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
He's graying.
No, he's not young at all. That's part of the thing, right?
How old is he? Does it say?
Well, he would be pretty old because he was active in World War II.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
this is him yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know, but he's single.
Like here, this was the 80s. So already he would have been.
He enlisted in the army in 1941.
Like,
yeah, so he was already. 18.
So, like, does he stay, like, when he puts the serum, does he stay the age? Like, how far does he go young?
I don't know. I think he's staying.
It just stays him.
Okay.
I'd be game for that.
His dad died in World War I, so he's born before World War I.
Hmm.
And he's the eldest of three sons. So, at least 3 years before World War I.
Maybe 2.5.
I mean, we're doing some math here, guys.
Too much math for me right now. After a week of
he's
work.
He's pretty old. I think we can establish that. I do kind of like the color palette, though. That's cool.
Yeah, the outfit's actually pretty cool. Even if it's all, like, blue, silvery, I think I like it.
And even though there's a lot of pockets, I feel like it's not as invasive as it is normally.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I do miss the trench coat, though. That was a cool add-on.
Even this guy would look cool in a trench coat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks pretty cool in a trench coat.
I agree.
Debatable.
I said a lot. Or like most.
He looks like he has a really big bulge.
I'm okay with that.
Damn.
Hey, we haven't had a bulge watch in a while, actually.
I always keep my eyes peeled.
So nothing to report until now.
No. Nothing that made me, like, excited.
There's a really large shadow next
there
to it.
There is, yeah. So.
What's happening on his arm here? What's that for? Is he trying to take his blood pressure?
I was just going to say that. Blood pressure. He's getting older.
It kind of looks like it's a peekaboo window, which is confusing, because why would you need that?
Maybe it's like...
Look at my muscles.
it's just a circle so you can look directly at his muscles.
Maybe it monitors his heart.
Or maybe that's
like
where he has like the injection for the shot.
Oh. How long?
Or a percussion grenade.
Oh. That too.
Mm. Something. I mean, he's full of weapons.
Yeah. Or like for his location, maybe a chip of some sort.
Like, how long can he go without taking a shot before everything explodes?
I mean, it's an annual shot. I'm guessing that if you stop using it, it would just age normally from that point.
Okay,
I'm
it's
guessing.
Not like suddenly 105.
No.
Not suddenly he's dust.
No,
because it's been so long. Okay, that's less worrying then.
If we date, can I drink his blood?
And have the serum and stay young as well?
You could just ask for the shot.
Yeah,
why?
I think I'd do that.
Why are you drink? What?
That's not how movie plots work.
Fact.
You need to be romantic about it somehow.
Plus, that's what this slit is for. Just to drink a bit of his blood from time to time.
See, he's got a neck thing to hide it.
I like his personality. I'm not a big fan of the smoking thing, because that's a big turnoff for me.
I agree.
Yeah, it really is. True.
I have weird parental things linked to that. My dad used to smoke cigars.
I love the smell of cigars. I don't like kissing an ashtray.
See, he would make me like take puffs of cigar when I was a kid to try to turn me away from it.
Whoa.
Like hoping that I would like cough and
be horrified.
That's quite the gamble.
But I now think the taste is delicious because it reminds me of childhood. So
good job, Papa Montua.
So I'm into the smell and taste of cigars. So I'm down.
You know what? It's funny because I had a similar. My dad also smoked cigars, and I hated it. I hated the smell. Absolutely, I did not want to be around it at all. And he would cough, and I'd be like, "You should stop doing that. That makes no sense." So we had the opposite reaction.
But it was very like he'd smoke a cigar, like, once every 2 months. Like, it's not anything.
No. And give you a puff once every 2 months.
Yes, at the age of 5. No, I was probably, like, 7.
Still questionable.
You're still alive, so it's alright.
So do you recommend this? Is this a good plan for future parents here?
No.
It can go both ways, as you saw with Nut.
Yeah, well, just like,
a gamble.
Just like any parenting method can go both ways.
Yeah, it can go terribly wrong or terribly right. I do like him as well, his personality and stuff.
I feel like we both have strong personalities, so we could kind of fake fight, and then real fight, and then real makeup sex.
Excellent.
And then I'll be over to smoke cigars with him once you're done.
Just casually.
I'm not comfortable with this idea. We're not that close, I mean.
So, how'd it go?
Oh, wow. I know that's not what it is, but in the picture where he's, like, reading and just being his normal self, I guess, the thing behind his chair... kind of, it reminds me of Golf Club, and I can't stop seeing it, and it's bothering me.
Maybe he does golf. In space.
I feel like this guy would. Space golf. I feel like he would golf.
But like, grenades.
In space.
I don't like that gun. That gun looks silly.
Which one?
The one in the graphic. Nick Fury's handgun.
It looks smaller.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's much more intense in the main picture.
It's not the same gun. No. There's no way it's the same gun. No.
This one looks interesting, badass. This one looks like a child's toy.
It looks like a water gun.
Yeah, it looks like a super soaker.
Or a Nerf gun.
Hello, 90s.
Well, it's a needle gun. It shoots. It's got 300 needles. Well, yes, it's got 300 needles.
That's how he sews his socks.
How is there? It shoots needles.
How is there 300 needles in that little thing?
Comics. Isn't that what Bullseye does in that awful Daredevil movie? Shoots needles?
No, he throws things.
Throws darts.
Including needles. There's a needle scene. That's what traumatized me.
Well, this shoots needles because when you're a super spy, you can just needle, instead of killing people, you can needle them with a soporific.
That sounds dry.
Have you never watched Chuck? That's all they do. They keep.
I know, and I never think that's a good idea.
They're not to poison though. They're covered in explosives.
How do you? It's a needle.
Yeah, they have a lot of questions.
They have collars of explosive material.
What if you used it to do like really like efficient?
No,
sewing?
No. The explosive material is to propel the needle. That's what activates the gun. And
so they're just needles.
Yeah, just needles.
I don't know. Needles hurt.
I mean, it works for porcupines.
Yeah. Those are scary, but they wobble. They're kind of cute.
This is probably the, you know, you can't have our hero killing people back in the 60s.
We're just going to needle them.
You could needle him to the wall.
It just seems
that's
like
so silly.
It just seems kind of like a spitball gun.
Or it tranquilizes them. Acupuncture.
No, yeah, I think needles. It would make more sense to me if there was something on the needles.
Not specified.
Because I mean, I feel like someone that's like jumping out of planes and kicking people midair and having wings and looking like a sea captain in a chair. Like, this guy is intense and cool. Needles?
Yeah.
Well, he had
a flimsy glorified nail gun.
He does acupuncture on his side.
Does he have like a Q?
What do you mean a Q?
Like a tech guy.
Oh.
Is there a tech guy?
Well, it's SHIELD. Plenty of scientists, plenty of engineers.
I was hoping...
There isn't like one guy.
I was hoping he'd have like that sort of James Bondy relationship where we'd like learn about some new tech and then he'd go on an adventure.
Is Nick Fury hot or not?
Yes, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think hot.
Both versions.
Like I said, it's just a bit confusing. I'm considering him an entirely different character than who I have in my head.
Well, now he is. So it just won't be in this.
Yeah, this version is hot.
Yes.
He looks super useful. I want him that's my statement.
I want him to always have a beard, though. Like, in his sea captain pose, he looks like...
Yeah, absolutely. With the eye patch, it's like needed.
Yeah, it's... There's something.
Mm-hmm. No, I prefer without the beard.
Ah, fine.
I don't like
when you shave, we'll leave it to you.
The good thing about men, well, most men, is that they can shave and then it grows back fairly quickly.
So then he can go on a date with me and then with you, beard, no beard.
And then we can have a cigar.
So we're sharing.
and then golf.
Okay, I call Tuesdays.
So I mean, Fury's going to be pretty busy.
Yeah.
I think he already is, to be honest.
He just left.
Well, there are 6 ladies. He has 1 day off.
He also has his own lady.
Oh, wait, what? He has no days off. Unacceptable. No, it says he's single.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's a dad, though.
He's not allowed to date.
No.
There's this character called the Contessa. She's an Italian agent.
Contessa?
Italian.
Italian black agent?
No.
No? Okay, so she's not the mother of the other Nick Fury. No. Okay.
Contessa? We haven't seen her.
No.
She doesn't exist.
I believe we're at the letter F. I need to see a C.
Fake Tessa.
She's a con artist.
I always heard living well's the best revenge.
Gaia, the Earth Mother. She's an elder goddess who materialized on Earth just before life forms appeared there. We glimpsed her before as the sister of the demon Chitan. When the elder gods started to devolve into demons and fight each other, she called on the planet's biosphere and gave birth to the next generation of gods to get rid of the demons. Today, everything born on Earth has a part of her essence within it, and she is part of most Earth myths. She wields her godly powers quietly and patiently, usually letting nature take its course through her. She has, of course, control over nature and can use natural energies to create all sorts of magical effects. She's pictured tending Thor's wounds. And I don't know if you recognize the pose that she's in. There's like there are famous statues with those hand
Lady Liberty?
Gestures.
No.
No.
She looks like Lady Liberty. No. Even
I thought maybe Jose would know because it's like
I recognize that. Isn't the Maradona now something like that?
I don't know. I kind of tried to look for it online to see, and there's
it feels like it would be a religious statue.
Well, yeah, it's
or most. But there's this one Renaissance statue that was in the news where but it's a male character who has exactly that hand gesture, and it was in the news because some idiot broke its finger.
Of course.
So I don't know. It just feels like it's a Renaissance.
I feel like I've seen that a lot in pictures in old buildings.
Cathedrals, perhaps?
No, museums.
Anyway, it's a very Renaissance-y kind of...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's something very statuesque.
If somebody out there knows what this is referencing, what Trina Robbins, the artist, is referencing here, please let us know because my Google
Trina
failed.
Trina, girl?
Sure.
Cool. Girl artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Gaia.
Her eyes are like doughy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean like as in like dough. Like pizza
with
dough.
A dough, my dear. A female deer.
Yes.
Yeah, and her lips are super plush. She looks like Kim Kardashian.
But a better version.
She must be
more modest.
Fertility-ish, so that must be why. Mm-hmm. She looks young and...
But she's like the cheekbones and...
Well, she has mated with many gods.
Marital status inapplicable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't think gods can marry. They're just like...
I mean, gods can't marry.
They can, but at the same time, in other... I mean, in religion, they just go around and say, like, how about you? How about you? How about you? We
Yeah, but they're cheating on a spouse. Yeah.
Fair enough.
They're spouses. They're just, like, the bad
but
swans,
But in front
too.
Of whom are they married? In religion, we're married in front of God, but if there are gods...
I bet it's just in front of ourselves.
Yeah, they're...
You know how you can, like, if you have to swear, you can swear on the Bible or you can swear on yourself.
Oh, okay.
I bet it's like that.
I accept that.
According to this entry, at this point, it was believed that she was Thor's mother.
Yeah,
that's what it says here.
Yeah.
Thor's mom has got it going on. She really looks great.
What's what's her personality? Because I think she may be boring.
Well, think of Mother Nature, the Earth Mother, the mother of us all. Give a personality to that. I think she's quiet, patient, empathetic.
In my mind, she does yoga really intensely.
Yes.
And like...
And judges for using plastic.
And she's super vegan and doesn't wash.
Super vegan.
Wash. But like she
washes in streams.
Yeah, and she's like, the nature.
But if she's a goddess, maybe she doesn't sweat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she probably doesn't get dirty at all.
Do you think she has leg hair?
Probably not.
I think she does.
Mossy leg hair.
I think it just grows.
What?
Good for you.
I got a tree.
But like...
Only on one side, though.
I don't know.
Well, I have more hair in the front than the back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Of my legs.
I stopped listening for a bit, and then I came back in, and I was like, whoa.
Anyway, what's going on with Thor's crotch?
It looks like there's a face there, like a cat face.
Oh my god, there is a cat crotch face.
Oh my god.
What, where's the crotch?
Look!
Oh my god! Oh!
But yeah. He's got those huge buttons on his armor, right?
I know, but like, it makes a is. Cat's face.
That's confusing. No,
excuse me, sir, you have a cat in your crotch.
So that's why she's standing to him. There's something wrong with you, son.
So, like, obviously she's wearing a lot of fabric, but I do appreciate that she doesn't appear to be incredibly thin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, she's a fairly normal body type.
Mm-hmm. Here, oh, she has given birth to, like, so much. She has to have hips and, you know.
Earth-bearing hips.
Earth-bearing hips. Also, this looks very comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I love the color.
I hope it's, like, very breathable for the summer. Just light.
It seems like it would be.
It makes me wonder if, like, it's really, really loose and it's just, like, a whole big thing that's draped over her and that's why she has to hold it.
So it's just, like, 9 feet of fabric.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe the skirt is a skirt.
Yeah.
And okay. The top part, it's like a is sort of twisted around her and then over her head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she holds it because she's like, if I let go, God knows what the will boobs be exposed. Will come out. God knows.
So she's not wearing a tank top under that.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't think so.
There's a different costume, and I mean, she can change her appearance, obviously.
What? Yeah, the one below looks more like a dress.
Yeah, superheroes can change.
What?
Amazing.
I feel like she walks around and points at dead plants and then revives them.
Aw, that's sweet. She'd have a lot of work in my apartment. I'm not sure that I enjoy that she's just, like, barefoot, though. Constantly being barefoot? That's a mistake.
That's how I live my life.
That's how I live my life.
Yes, but not outside.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, but if the outside is literally your essence.
Yeah, okay, that's
you're
true.
Always home. Oh my god!
Like in my mind. She walks and creates grass under her feet, so she always has a cushion of grass.
Like that, then
she's
hell
basically
yeah,
a deer god and princess. Monica.
Yeah, she
that's
walks
great.
And it's like garden just follows
her. Case.
So she's not temperamental in any way.
Nature's temperamental.
Okay, because that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like temperamental, but not vindictive. You know, nature has a lot of power, but it's not personal. I imagine her to be very stern,
but loving.
I feel like she's the voice of reason, where you're like, you had an argument, and then you're like, no, I'm so right, and she's like, but are you, though? Have you ever thought about how they felt about this? And you're like, fuck, damn it, Gaia!
Oh my god, she's a shapeshifter! She can manifest herself in whatever female humanoid form she chooses.
It's always female, though.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
fun.
Because it's probably linked to the whole fertility mother thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the early times, humans didn't understand that you needed a man to create babies.
What?
So they associated fertility and creation of life to women, because they're the ones that had babies. And so that's why the early civilizations or whatever often refer to female gods.
You would think that women would have been less oppressed consistently.
They weren't at first.
No,
they became oppressed.
Because
God
they discovered that we need a penis to have
God
a baby.
God damn it.
Not anymore. There's this book, Women's History of the World. It's very interesting. I can lend it to you.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think Graves also goes into it in the Greek myths, the two volumes of the Greek myths, about how basically men usurped the female's domination in early civilization.
Well, wait up, guys, because I feel like it's time that we take it back. Like, I mean, we are the
all
bringers
right.
of life, whatever.
Get me a robe, okay?
And I'm in business.
I could have my lips enlarged.
Get me a robe! I wasn't sure if you said lips or hips.
No, I mean that.
Is Gaia hot or not?
Oh, so hot.
Beautiful.
I mean, global warming, man. That's
Oh, no.
I just don't think I'd like to talk to her for very long.
Yeah, no. I agree. Like, then, see her once and be like, wow, and then never see her again.
Because I feel like she'd be, like, super calm, but then would get very angry. The kind of person that never gets angry, but then suddenly gets angry and everyone just grows quiet.
Yeah. She doesn't seem like a lot of fun.
No. I feel she's very responsible and
there's
has a lot on her mind.
Flowers? She made that. That's fun.
No.
It's pretty.
That's pretty. It's not necessarily
okay.
fun. When I think fun, I think like dancing and like music.
You don't think she
and
dances?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
She might waltz.
She does interpretive jazz.
What?
No. Now it's time.
Oh my god.
All of the geometry!
Galactus. Born in the previous universe, the 30-foot being known as Galactus survived its death and the Big Bang that created our universe. Ever since, he's roamed the universe in search of nourishment. He consumes planets, and we are so far beneath him that it doesn't matter if those planets are inhabited. Normally, he sends a herald to find applicable worlds, and some of those heralds, like the Silver Surfer, have been able to guide him away from inhabited ones. Not only does he wield the power cosmic, he can share it, essentially creating powerful superheroes or villains in his service, those heralds. He's indestructible, he can shape energies, he's telepathic, and has super advanced technology at his beck and call. Just to give you an example, one of the spaceships we've seen him use was as big as a solar system. But if he doesn't eat every 30 days or so, he'll start to weaken. He'll never die, though. Turning a planet into consumable energy requires equipment, so you usually have a few days to make peace with your gods while he assembles a device in plain view. Galactus seems unknowable, and he doesn't show much emotion. But he does seem to honor deals he's made with lesser forms, like the promise not to revisit Earth he made to Mr. Fantastic. And he appreciates the service of his heralds. He's shown dealing with the Fantastic Four, and the Surfer, banging his head on a wall, looks like. I don't think that's it, absorbing energy and flying through space on a ship on the last page.
I like that he's flying on top of the ship and not inside it. Freaking,
he's a big dude.
Yeah, no.
It
question.
Is.
He's telepathic. With who?
The heralds, mostly.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, when he needs to communicate,
Does he talk to the people he's about to consume?
Nah.
No, he just kind of...
Shows up.
The heralds.
Shows up. And how do they know that what he's building is meant to eat them?
They look up in the sky and they go, oh no!
Sometimes they don't.
Oh, great.
I don't like them.
Yeah, no.
I mean, with the Fantastic Four in the mix, obviously we found out, because super smarts.
So is he so powerful that no one told him his suit looks stupid?
No one wants to.
In his first appearance, he doesn't have pants, it's shorts. It's like he's got, like, bare legs.
Oh, that's worse.
In my mind, no one wants to tell him he has an ugly outfit, because what if he eats us?
What is going on in the boots? I hate all of it.
I
love the colors. The color is good. That's where it ends.
I actually don't hate the helmet because it's so silly. I like it. It just goes full circle and I like it again.
I would wear, like, this skirt.
Yeah, I would wear a skirt like that.
I'm totally into all of the lines. It's very geometric and it appeals to me.
It's weirdly upsetting me. Like, I look at it and it hurts my eyes. I'm like, where do I look? The chest, the face, the boots, the head.
Everywhere! Take it all in!
I wonder if his head's like that long. He's an egghead?
Yeah. You know, in like a production line when there's like buckets that tip over and then there's like a conveyor belt? That's what the front of the boots looks like.
Oh, right. So can he shrink?
No.
Then why is he so small? Well, not small, but how?
Perspective. He's further back.
No, but the Fantastic Four,
they're like on a bridge or a building.
Well, the bridge is small.
Like in my mind, they go small. To his boots.
They
maybe.
Go to like his knees.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be 28 feet.
How tall? 28 feet. How tall is that? Like building wise, two stories, three,
three
four.
Stories.
How
three?
Many giraffes?
I was gonna
say yes. How many adult male giraffes?
Please tell me.
Three.
Like, does he have like a taste preference for planets?
I don't know.
It's like, oh, that one looks delicious.
Lots of.
I don't know.
Us, it's like pollution and salt.
Does he prefer like with people, without people?
I think the richer the biosphere, probably the better the planet. Because he doesn't eat everything. He's not just like going through the whole solar system. He picks and chooses. So he goes to worlds that are probably in the life belt, like ours. Because he didn't eat Saturn. Nobody cares about Saturn.
Well, there's just gas. Just like walk up to gas planets with a straw. Maybe he has a nice spoon. Maybe he has a planetary spoon.
It shouldn't matter if it's gas or whatever, because he has to convert the world into energy that then he consumes. So it's not, he's not actually...
So can he decide what it tastes like then?
You lied.
What?
You lied. His height diminishes by as much as 10.9 feet when he's greatly in need of life-giving energy. So maybe he's only like 18 feet here.
Okay.
Sad.
That sounds like somebody wanted to win a Nobel Prize. That sounds like all his appearances aren't always the same size. that must be it.
Yeah.
But I think what he consumes is the life force from a planet. So, like, if it's an empty planet of just gas, there's not much life force there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why he likes, like, the more biodiversity. But could you imagine if, like, there were people living on our Cheetos, and every time we ate a Cheeto, we'd be eating a whole world?
That sounds like somebody stoned would say
that. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically, like, Whoville logic.
Whoville?
The whole story takes place inside of an individual snowflake.
What?
Dr. Yeah. Seuss.
The Grinch. Grinch thing?
Yeah.
That's in a snowflake?
It's in a snowflake, yeah.
So if I open my mouth and go, ah, I can, like,
you'd be eating a bunch of Whos.
All the Whos down in Whoville.
That's upsetting.
I know, I found that very concerning as a child. I thought about it a lot.
I had two things to think
about. What happens when they, like, hit the ground? Do they crash and die?
I don't know.
How does this work?
The entire culture lasts the time takes to...
I had better things to think about.
They must live super
fast. But they have traditions and stuff.
Well, yeah, no, they must live super quickly.
Yeah, they go through years. Like...
No, they're in the Arctic where it just stays there forever until global warming comes in.
I mean, maybe they're fine even if they land.
But one day it will melt.
It's alarming.
We just don't see the bit where Whoville is on boats.
But wait, in Orton, here's a Who. Aren't they on, like, a dandelion?
Yeah, I'm assuming there are different types of Whos.
Yeah, and...
And then Galactus.
He's eating them.
This guy just bums me out.
How does he choose the heralds? Because I find it interesting that the heralds would steer him away from certain planets.
The next century is the heralds, so we can talk about that more.
We're moving on to H!
We're switching leather!
Wow, G was very quick.
No, it's Galactus's heralds. That's the next entry.
I got very excited. I'm not very disappointed.
It's like 1G.
That's
2Gs. Gaia, Galactus, we're done.
I don't know.
It looks really traumatizing when he consumes the energy. Looks like really, like, not pleasant for him as well. It's all like,
Oh, that's sad, because at first he was concerned about consuming a world where there were no inhabitants. However, as ages passed, it was too long before he found such world, so he needed to get rid of that sympathy.
And he needs to feed once a month. But, like, that's a lot of planets.
Yeah, he's seeking for planets rich in a certain unknown energy.
How do you host a dinner party for Galactus? You plan it!
You plan it!
Oh, God.
Okay, I liked it. I didn't think I was gonna like it, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Since he needs to eat a planet every week, I'm
assuming... Every month.
Every month. Sorry, every month. I assume that most of his activities is just finding a planet.
Yeah.
That's kind of boring to be friends with.
I mean, isn't that all of our life, though, like, living to find food?
Pretty much, yeah.
His existence is quite sad, though.
It's a lot of travel, though.
Once you don't get
to, like, visit, though, you're just...
No, but you visit it, then he eats it. I'm rumbly in my tumbly.
Is Galactus hot or not?
No.
No.
Man. He upsets me.
He probably produces a lot of heat.
But in my mind, is that suit, it's so metallic, it's just cold, like his heart.
I don't think his heart is cold.
He eats planets!
He has to!
I don't care! Yeah,
I don't think he should exist.
His gloves...
That might sound
harsh.
You
don't get to choose if you exist, Matt. It just happens.
I don't think this guy deserves to exist. He contributes in no way, and all he does is eat planets? What's the point of that?
Maybe it's a mechanism so that we don't have too many planets.
I don't think that's possible.
His eyes are really square.
I feel sympathy for Galactus. I do.
I don't.
I feel sorry for him. Like, I feel sorry for his plight, but since that's...
The sole survivor of a dead universe.
Should have taken them all.
I'm going to throw it, and I'm sorry in advance, but we can fit 5 times inside that guy. You know what that means? We're the length of his penis.
That's nice.
I've just measured it.
Did you measure
so the hairy?
Did you measure like the top of his helmet?
Maybe he does not have a penis.
I think he wouldn't.
What's he hiding under that skirt?
Nothing.
It's a very long penis.
No, it's like a Ken doll. There's just nothing.
Did they reproduce before he
We know nothing of his, like, ancestors?
Has he considered going on Ancestry.com?
Not a sponsor.
No.
No.
Other websites are available.
It's been just, like, general websites. Yeah, yeah. His gloves look like tiny chess pieces. Yeah. Those, like, rooks or screws.
There's a lot of design choices, which surprises me.
But I think that's the problem. There's a lot of design choices. It's just like there's the thing sticking out, and then there's like this half moon.
Yeah, the half moon is the only good thing.
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Maybe as everyone from his civilization was dying, he grabbed like pieces of everyone. And he's like, sad. I must hold on to the history of my people.
Should have made better choices,
but,
though.
But he's wandering around annihilating everyone else's people.
The top of the headpiece looks like a face is going, bleh.
What? Oh, yeah!
Two eyes.
He's got, like, Kermit the Frog eyes.
Yeah. And then the crescent moon is, like, his nose. And then,
yes, absolutely.
And then there's, like, a mouth with a tongue.
Yes, absolutely.
In all of space, I stand alone. I am Galactus. The be-all and end-all of the universe.
Galactus' heralds, as promised.
There are a lot of them.
Well, they all get entries.
They all look miserable.
But we've talked about Galactus' heralds before. In fact, well, we just have. These are the people Galactus turns into superhumanoids to help him in this quest to find planets he can consume. The best known one is the Silver Surfer, who made a deal with Galactus to spare his world in exchange for acting as herald, tragically leaving his beloved behind with the knowledge he would never see her again.
Aww.
Oh, he saw her again. But he couldn't be with her. This really started the tradition. So from the Galactus who sort of, you know, policed himself, as Shotgun was reading earlier, to the Galactus who kind of needs a herald to do it for him. They don't all care as much as the Silver Surfer did. So after the Surfer, there was Airwalker, who Galactus briefly replaced with an android, Airwalker.
That's terrifying.
Absolutely.
Fire Lord, whom we've seen. The Destroyer, that didn't last long. The Asgardian war machine from the Thor movie.
Oh, yay.
That thing. Terax, the Tamer. And the current herald is Nova.
Mm-hmm. Is that a girl?
She's actually from Earth. She's pictured down below,
Bubs!
Flying around. Yeah. And also pictured is Galactus' hand giving the power cosmic to the Surfer.
I feel like Nova is the love child of Silver Surfer and Fire Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Airwalker deceased is just Airwalker automaton with more eyeliner.
Yeah. And less creepy eyes.
Oh, like, yeah.
Automation is just less happy, which is not saying all that much.
The deceased version listens to My Chemical Romance.
He molded everything, and then there was only the eyes left. He was just like, how am I freaking doing this? And he just draws them really badly.
Mike? Can you define harking?
What do you mean?
Well, hark the herald angels sing.
What's harking?
They show up, they say, hark, Galactus is coming.
You'll die.
Leave if you can.
What a shitty job. This is a bad job to have.
What's the other herald we saw?
Fire Lord.
Oh.
Is Fire Lord related to Nova in any way?
No. Nova's actually from Earth. She was Human Torch's girlfriend. And then, so it made sense.
He set her on fire?
Well, it sort of made sense for Galactus to give her powers that were fiery.
Oh, he gives powers to the heralds.
Well, the heralds are just normal people. They're living on their, you asked
like
earlier.
Like you and me?
I don't know how normal we are, but let's say I'm to be the next herald.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here on Earth. Galactus shows up. I go up to Galactus. I say, hey, Galactus, spare Earth. Spare my podcast. And I will become your herald and leave. And I don't know, leave the show to someone else. And you guys are doing the show with Rob Kelly. And I'm transformed into something that can actually fly around in space.
Oh. So, like, when they stop doing it, for what reason?
Sometimes it's like Galactus is pissed at you, and or you leave him, or there's an agreement for you to leave him, that you've served your time,
okay,
that kind of thing.
I mean, clearly it's a good job. Everyone looks really happy to be there.
Yeah, their satisfaction survey must not be high.
It's just like at my work.
I mean, Nova volunteered, so it must be a nice job.
No.
Maybe she volunteered to save the people.
Probably.
I volunteered.
That's probably the that's just so...
You know what we call that? They got voluntold.
I was gonna say, I volunteered to do 30-minute lunches, not because I love my job.
Karax looks like a statue of a dwarf.
Meat Destroyer just looks like a...
It doesn't look like a being.
So, heraldry, Galactus style, hot or not?
As a profession?
I feel conflicted because, like, at least for some of these, it's kind of like a noble thing. Please don't murder my planet.
So, sacrifice.
Yeah. So I appreciate that, but also it's such a bad job to have. It's a bit conflicting. And, like, some of these people, was it always to protect?
Yeah, because some of them must be just, like, evil people, like, eat that planet.
That's what I'm
wondering.
Eat that
planet.
Like, are any of them
self-serving? Terax was a tyrant on his planet, so.
Yeah.
Do they lose the powers when they leave him?
No.
Do they get to retire?
Tyrax was killed by the Surfer, and the Airwalker is obviously dead and replaced by a robot. Fire Lord's still around.
No. Why did... How? What?
What? He liked him so much that he killed a replica.
No, the Silver Surfer. Why did he kill Tyrax?
Tyrax was a bad dude.
He looks like an asshole.
But
look at him.
Was he the Silver Surfer when he killed him?
Yeah, because he never lost his powers.
Oh, Tyrax came after the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer is the first one to be retired because he was... He betrayed Galactus.
Yeah, he wanted him to stop
to Earth.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was, for a while, the Surfer was exiled on Earth. So he couldn't leave the planet. There was like an invisible barrier.
I feel the same.
But why did he like Airwalker so much that he created another one?
It was just like...
Probably that he had no one else.
Like, man, that guy was so good. I liked him.
He can airwalk.
Look at him walking on air.
Oh,
so badass.
In those Jordans.
It must have been easier for him also to have an automaton because it would like be easier to control than having someone, a living being.
Yeah.
With emotions.
With emotions and everything, yeah.
For sure. Because I think like that's the thing with this.
But the maintenance, though.
I like that... I imagine it's a planet and Nova flying just looks like a sausage, though.
She's destroying a spaceship, maybe?
I'm just very hungry right now.
I think she just, like, flew through it.
Yeah. Oh, it does look like a sausage. Like those appetizers where there's just, like, wrapped
cocktail
in bacon.
Sausage.
Yeah, I'm starving right now.
I think she looks pretty sleek, though. I like the look of
I guess
Nova.
We'll see Nova later. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
All these people have their own entries at some point somewhere.
In 20 or 40 years, depending if they're deceased or not.
So we're done with issue 4.
What?
Oh my god.
Only 4?
Out of 746.
How many are there?
26?
I'm not sure. 17 maybe with the Book of the Dead. Anyway.
Oh, with the Book of the Dead. Oh.
Let's look at that cover by John Byrne. It's go ahead. It's a continuation of the race of all the characters are doing from left to right.
This one
Do you mean that the only thing that's coming out of the last issue is Dr. Octopus' arm?
But also Diamondback, who is in the other issue, but completely on this cover by mistake. She's way too in front. And just so people will know, of course, all the images are on the Fire and Water podcast website. But the front and center characters are obviously Nick Fury, mm-hmm. Doctor Strange, and I guess Dormammu.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is
Galactus.
Pretty much behind. And Galactus is not running.
I love the Galactus.
No.
Is like, I'm not participating in
Fuck this.
And
so is Ego. Yeah, Ego either.
I find this cover
he's
more
a planet.
Boring.
At least he doesn't have any legs to run.
Yeah. Oh, watch out, you're a planet.
Yeah, he's gonna
Galactus
eat
him. Is there. He's gonna eat you.
Could Galactus eat Ego?
There is a storyline, I believe, or else there is a... doesn't our friend Fern from Lonely Hearts have a shirt that is Galactus eating Ego or something?
I don't know. I know he has a Galactus shirt. It's Kirby. It's Kirby as Galactus eating a planet. Mm-hmm. It might be Ego.
I don't know.
I find this cover more boring than the other ones we had.
There's less going on.
Yeah, like, before I remember, like, there were barely any, like, white spots with, like, people running and stuff. This one is, like,
Yeah. I think there are probably less stars in this.
But that's the thing, yeah. I think that's the main issue. You don't see like a lot of, oh god, yes.
I love you.
Electro still has the...
Horrible.
Electro is really in this crotch of Frankenstein.
Yeah, but it's like, it's worse than the side. Oh, and Frankenstein
monster is looking...
Yeah. I know, he does not look like he's going fast enough for this to make sense.
He arrives last.
But look how he started like way before, yeah. And everybody's overtaking him. Another strange thing to me is that Energizer, Katie Power, is flying and throwing balls of energy. She should not be able to fly.
Oh.
John Byrne,
oh.
You naughty boy.
Mistakes. I'm judging you harshly.
I mean, it's really weird that Nick Fury looks like he's giving birth to Gaia.
And she's petting a wolf.
Yeah, Fenrir, I know.
That's exactly what I want to do. Immediately, well...
Petting the wolf or giving birth?
Flag Smasher also has a very big presence.
I was stupidly gonna say, like, oh my god, there's so much fire on this. We were in the issue with all the Fs.
Yeah.
A lot of fire people.
Fire Lord with his Q-tips.
No, I appreciate the fact that Nick Fury seems to be, like, telling the crew to move forward. Like,
yeah,
he's leading the pack.
He looks like he's actually interacting with everyone else.
Yes.
And but everyone else.
And Elektra is looking at him, you know.
But they're just kind of running, right?
Yeah. This is all the covers.
But where are they going?
Yeah.
Ah.
To Shield.
Are they going somewhere?
Yes. But,
are they going
we'll
to
find the... out when we're in the...
Oh my god.
Home.
They're going towards the Book of the Dead.
Are they going to the funeral?
They're running to their death?
Running towards
them. Oh, I'm sure it is. It's a metaphor.
I've decided that Ego is just like not actually running and he's just like one of those people watching a race.
Yeah, he's just in this guy.
No.
Ego and Galactus.
Yeah. He's like holding Gatorade and handing it out to people that are jogging.
He has the little motor that...
Oh yeah, the farting
like,
planet.
Yeah, just like
but
really
he's
slow.
He's not looking forward, he's looking towards us, so...
I kind of appreciate the challenge that the people that drew the cover have, because it's not like... These were decided so that the colors would be balanced and whatnot. It's alphabetical. So you gotta have to figure out a way to make it work somehow and be balanced somehow. I'm not sure it's successful in this case, but...
I've seen better.
You know what? This part here...
Looks like a Marmoose.
The Dormammu's corset?
Looks like a muffin.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's a muffin top.
It also kind of looks like a filter you'd put in a pool.
Yeah, it could also be a Reese's peanut butter cup.
I was thinking a mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see on the belt? Comment down below.
I don't know, but he's really mad at the way we're describing it.
Oh, can we go again with the hashtag what the fuck is that belt?
Put in the comments below.
So who was your favorite character in this issue?
Mm,
I don't remember.
Well, I have
a lot of love for Dragon Man.
Yeah, I was gonna say Dragon Man. Dragon Man. I wasn't here for Frog Dude, so Frankenstein.
I mean, I gotta go with Doctor Strange
because of
Benedict Cumberbatch, but...
Where's Dominic?
Dominic Fortune's not there.
Sadness.
What? I'm unimpressed.
They forgot Dominic Fortune.
Fucking paper bag skirt is there.
The forgotten one was not forgotten.
Oh, yes. that would have been funny. But they forgot Dominic.
Yeah.
Really?
Or maybe he's right there.
He's not like tiny somewhere?
No, I don't think so.
You know,
he doesn't pop up on the end of the next cover.
Oh my god.
You forgot him.
It happens.
You fucked up.
You got fucked up.
Well, wait. Is Forge there?
Yeah, Forge isn't there either.
Oh my, you super fucked up.
We were all like, oh, you know, there's some open spaces because there's just less important characters. No, they just forgot half of them.
That's just lazy.
And our fair shame. Although I liked Flag Smasher.
Yeah, Flag Smasher.
For shame. Meet the Dragon Man.
And our favorite Forge with his weird walls.
Yeah. So there was a lot of, like, unknown to us characters in here, but they were still very interesting.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them were actually creative and weird.
Well, hopefully issue 5 has everything you liked about this one and more stuff that you thought was missing.
Spider-Girl's not there.
Spider-Girl's not supposed to be there. It's under S.
No, but the Jessica thing.
Spider-Woman?
Spider-Woman, yes.
Yes,
the civilians aren't there, it seems.
Well, she's by the woman.
Mm. Well, that's okay.
And, you know, Bill Foster's not there.
So,
if we went back, probably civilians were missing.
When the other ones.
Yeah, we didn't see Johnny Blaze.
We just didn't notice as much because this one's not as full.
Yeah. That's so elitist.
Like, Frankenstein's walking. He was parts of real civilians.
Art credits: Nick Fury by Jim Steranko, Gaia by Trina Robbins, Galactus by John Byrne, His Heralds by Bob Budiansky.
Once upon a time, five friends who met on the BotTalk Transformers forum set out to develop a podcast dedicated to their various interests: Transformers, science fiction, fantasy, and comic books. Part fanboys and part assholes, they came to be known as the Fanholes. Their unbridled enthusiasm for podcasting did not end there, and soon enough, their proper podcast spun off into the Fanholes network of podcasts. Besides our podcast proper, the Fanholes soon had a continuum of genre-specific, focused shows such as Mobile Suit Mondays, Transformers Tuesdays, Toku Thursdays, and Sentai Saturdays. New weekly content can be found on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and fanholespodcast.blogspot.com. Fanholes Podcast, the pop culture podcast, made for the fans, by the fans.
Female bag!
Woo!
Yay.
We're looking at comments about episode 38, Bill Foster, Frankenstein's Monster, Freedom Force, and Frogman. It is, you weren't here for those.
I was not. What is this madness?
I'm so sorry.
Just some general comments to start with. Ange said, if I was young Ange and listening to this podcast, I would definitely feel better about the world. Aww. The crew think Frankenstein's Monster and Frogman are hot, and the ablicious giant man is not.
How did that happen?
Great for those of us who identify more with Frogman than more classic heroes. But then I think that young Ange would then feel worse, because there's no doubt that, should I be a character in the Marvel Universe, I would be sporting bucket boots. Well, I don't own any in real life. I love those freaking things. I feel my bucket boot fashion sense would immediately dump me into the not bucket.
Aww.
Boston said, fun coverage as always. I appreciate the work that goes into the chosen transition buttons. Nice touch.
Congrats, Mike.
Good job. Woo.
And sometimes the girls are the ones that inspire them, suggest them. Bradley Null says, someday I'm going to get to listen to this while taking notes rather than while driving. I lost a whole lot of comments to my poor memory. And Time Priest said, one of my weird thoughts, why no entry for Foster, Jane? She's a huge part of Thor's history, even merged with Lady Sif before the time Ohadmu was published. So where's Jane Foster?
That's right.
Where's Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yep, it's a big missing.
They fucked up again!
So let's get into the entries themselves. Bill Foster would be first. Giant Man. Black Goliath. Just Goliath. Eric said, just to answer the question about who's that woman he's holding on the second page. Mm-hmm. That's Titania, part of the wrestlers-turned-criminals team, the Grapplers. You'll get a headshot of her when you get to the Grapplers, then she gets a full entry of her own in the Book of the Dead.
This is not how she died. Drama!
Vera Wild says, I was pretty much digging this, or at least the lab coat look, well enough until Siskoid got to the part about him basically trying to fake sympathy his way back into his wife's good graces. I'm sorry, but that's sad and pathetic and goddamn creepy.
Yeah, it's not great.
Fuck off with that shit. It always got on Vera to go blue. Mike W. says, I never thought I'd get an in-depth discussion of Bill Foster's cleavage. I'm glad you mentioned his shitty and pointless death during Civil War. I guess they just wanted to up the body count and body size. Tim Price says, Bill Foster is a character I learned about from Ho'akmu first and read more books with him later. It was weird to see him being much more likable than this entry implies. The Black Goliath story with his ex made me think he was dabbling in villainhood. Such a misstep by the writer of that story. And Ward Hill Terry says, how large would his belly button lint be?
Oh. You could make pillows.
Gross.
Frankenstein's Monster was next. Here Eric said, I love this entry statement under other current aliases. It says, often incorrectly called simply Frankenstein by the public. But I'm sure you'd prefer being called Frankenstein to being called a monster. Rob Kelly says, the girl's reaction to Frankenstein was my favorite segment of the show ever.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Sorry. Chris Franklin says, and who knew Frankenstein's monster was so fashion forward? Skinny jeans in the early 1800s. And in all my years of being a horror fan and reading and watching countless iterations of the Frankenstein story, it never occurred to me to ask, what does Frankenstein smell like?
Welcome
monster
to this show.
Or Frankenstein?
Monster.
See, okay. They're doing
welcome to this show.
Embalming fluid, I would think. That's what he says.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even thought of that.
Vera Wild says, oh, darling, you've got to let somebody else do your hair.
Yeah.
Don't cut it yourself. I do honestly have a hard time getting past that hair. That said, once I do actually get past it, he's surprisingly endearing. It's still a knot. Freedom Force is the next entry. Chris Franklin says, Freedom Force was the name I gave to my own superhero team back in my youth.
Wow.
I was bummed to see the X-Men books got to it first. I didn't know you were in a team of superheroes, Chris.
Yeah, what was your power? Why did you let go? What happened?
Send them some pictures.
Oh, I'd love that. Please do.
Vera Wild says, it's a hot. It has to be because Mystique is on the team. Mm-hmm. The group gets a pass with bonus for the whole villain's course into heroic acts routines, which I'm always a sucker for. And Tim Price says, about Spider-Woman 2, it really threw me back in the day to see her on this page. So I looked it up, and sure enough, this issue predates X-Men 206 by 4 months. So this came out 4 months later, she was introduced in the team.
Oh.
So it's a spoiler. Whoa. It's like a foreshadowing or a preview, I guess. It was always odd to see future issues referenced in a hot movie, but I understand Marvel trying to have the books be relevant for a little while after being published.
Hmm.
And finally, Frogman.
Yay!
Frogman was the favorite of the episode. Yeah. Eric here says, kind of interesting that in Freedom Force discussion about the blob, it's asked why overweight characters have to have names that focus on their weight. And that's followed by Frogman, a plus-size hero whose weight isn't his defining characteristic. It is nice to see he's a larger-sized character who's an active crime fighter and doesn't consider his weight to be an issue.
You go, Frogman.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Chris you Franklin go. Says, Frogman! I love that the girls think this Mort is hot. I was there with Marvel Team Up number 121, so I got to witness the awesome origin of Eugene as the riveting Revenger. I just made that up. He says, okay, I wish they had shown a pic of portly Eugene with his naturally curly red hair. There's no way that kid weighs just 158 pounds, by the way. I know the girls would be upset with the initial story, or one of Frogman's early appearances anyway, because I seem to recall his dad backhanding him at some point. I did check the comic, but it does happen. Sadly, a shortcut to family drama in the Bronze Age is often pimp-slapping a kid.
That's horrible.
Oh, God. Vera Wild says, this is an interesting case because it becomes a question of how far does an endearing Quebec story carry you? Because that outfit, dear God, when I first looked at it, my jaw just hung open.
No, but it's so cute.
I just love his eyes.
I won't lie. Much like everybody else, I found his backstory to gradually start winning me over. I really don't know if it's enough. I did what I usually don't do. Outside research. I looked up what Eugene looks like outside the suit, and it is exactly everything I was hoping for. Mm-hmm. Normally, I make a pretty clear distinction between cute and hot, but Eugene as Frogman is that rare figure whose cuteness is so pure, it actually crosses over into being hot.
Aww, it's nice. A miracle.
Mike W. says, I love the collective squeal for Fabulous Frogman. Wasn't there a story where he was helping the Avengers fight someone and defeated the bad guy by puking all over him?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Yes, Mike W., this happens in Spider-Island Avengers number 1.
Bravo.
Perfect. I love it.
Yep. Tim Price says, I won't speak for all comic fans, but yes, Frogman is me. All the way. another winner, my friend. See you same frog time, same frog podcast. And then, well, a special treat. Mike Staley listened to the show, and then he wrote and recorded a theme song for Frogman.
Nice.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
He always hops while others walk. He's more than common comic schlock. His dad isn't quite his biggest fan. He's the one they call Frogman. Everyone calls him fabulous, though his goggles are superfluous. His work never quite goes to plan. He's the one they call Frogman. French Canadians think he's hot. Just one look and their hearts have all been caught. Spider, Kid, and Toad. But these misfits will very soon implode. But Eugene wants to be the best he can, 'cause he's the one they call Frogman.
I just can't.
Delightful.
I just can't get over the French Canadians.
Play this at my funeral. I feel like this should be like my legacy. I'm name dropping a song about Frogman. Like, I can't top that.
This is it, folks.
We know some talented people.
Yeah, that was really good.
Amazing.
It was funny and great.
Lovely singing voice. Amazing. Who was his name again?
Michael Staley. So thanks, Michael.
Thank you,
Michael.
Above and beyond, if we gave awards, we'd give an award.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if he becomes one of our favorites, we should start calling him Mikhail Staley.
Well, speaking of our favorites with mangled names, is Tim Price with Two for the Price of One.
Oh,
his two daughters, his twin daughters, commenting, doing the same exercise with the same characters, they said about Bill Foster, cool, but only because we like him in the movie. And he says, this is a big deal because the twosome haven't had any interest in Marvel movies before, but this year they wanted to see Avengers Infinity War and Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh.
So he's happy.
Finally, God.
Their reaction to Frankenstein's monster? Fneh.
Yes, that's my legacy.
Freedom Force, they're all cool, but Blob has a weird face. Frogman, undecided. He's weird, but he has a nice backstory. And he says, I finally remembered to play their part of the feedback segment, and they got a big kick out of it, hearing that we commented on it. So this segment might be saved from cancellation.
Hey!
That's great, we love you.
He says, fingers crossed. And one final bit before we get to shares and likes. Opened the mail this week, and he'd sent it 7 weeks ago, but, you know, the American border. And we got a gift, or you got a gift from Ange.
In our P.O. box?
In the P.O. box.
Yes! What's going on?
Well, Ange went to some comic book conventions, and he got some gifts for you.
What?
Essentially, and I don't know how you'll share these, but there's... There's the Firebird page, signed by Jerry Ordway, the artist.
Oh, my God.
And there's the Ego, the Living Planet, as signed by John Byrne.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's
so
amazing. You're a hot new girl. I'm gonna
That's
cry.
So strange.
Your people.
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh,
guys,
now the people will know we were here.
I'm telling you, we're just cementing our legacy through.
We must frame these and put it in our studio.
I mean, can't stop looking at this one.
Oh my God.
No. If you want to bring, if people decide you can bring the Firebird home, you can bring the Firebird home.
I think you should.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jerry Ordway.
And John Byrne.
Byrne?
Oh,
yeah,
Byrne.
The same guy who does the covers.
Sorry.
Well, thank you.
The guy who did the cover?
Now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So sorry.
Never mind. Forget about that.
It was amazing. Whoa.
This was autographed at Terrificon? It's amazing! I want to name everything Terrific.
Well, it's probably copyright.
Thank you for going out of your way to get these signs.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
That's amazing. Praise the best fans.
Yeah, Ange was worried because it really took 7 weeks to get here.
Thank you, Ange.
That's really nice of you. I'm too
beautiful. Aww. Yeah, it's very kind.
I lost my English. I can't speak anymore. I'm too, yay.
We love it.
We'll give Shotgun a chance to recover. You're the only one that hasn't been able to do it yet.
Yes, so now I get to read the likes and share that I had nothing to do with. Awesome.
Well,
praise us.
Very often people like and share before they've listened. Or instead of listening, so it's not like...
How dare they?
I like and share.
So they don't know you're not in the episode. Okay. Let me hand you the sheet. Facebook likes and shares from...
Al Sedano, Billy Lacasse, Chris Franklin, Clinton Robison, DeBeige, Gotham Sharon, Gene Hendricks, Guillaume Berube, Joao Ambrogini Neto, Jonathan Brown, Max Romero, Max Traver, Mike Peacock,
says Frogman is an 11,
Nicholas Prong, Rob Kelly, Ron Aubenhaus, Ryan Daly, Shag Matthews, Sean Strawbridge, Terry O'Malley, the Quantum Cast,
says Bill Foster, who worked with Quasar at Project Pegasus, is one of the entries covered in this episode. Yes, we will make Quasar connections whenever possible. It's the Quantum Cast.
Van Z.
And Google Plus.
Plux.
Google Plus likes and shares from
Gene Hendricks at The Hammer Strikes and The Quantum Cast.
Twitter retweets and favorites from
Abel Padilla and Bookworm.
Says, why hasn't Frankenstein been more successful at the big two? Is it true that both DC and Marvel have a Frankenstein's monster comic?
I don't know what the big two was. Chris Bues? Chris Lewis?
Says, this discussion with the girls was hilarious, a really fun listen when driving home from a long day at work.
How far away from work do you live?
Some people have commutes.
Oh my God.
Or traffic, you know?
Okay. Class 1000, a Marvel Superheroes Live RPG. Coffee and Comics, Comic Reflections, CWL Pen, Dario Oliveira, Dr. G Nerdologist, Earth to Chris, The Irredeemable Shag at Firestorm Fan, Jeff and Rick Present, Keenan Hayes, Kelly Dragon, Carowin, Luciano Violetti, Marty Light, Max Romero of It's Plastic Man and the Mirror Factory, Michael May, Nathaniel Wayne, Podcast Partners, Pointless Ephemera, R.A.D. Adventures, Rob Kelly Creative of... Seriously?
Leave it like that.
Superman Movie Minute, Digest Cast, Treasury Comics, Film and Water Podcast, Pod Dylan, Mashcast, and Mountain Comics.
He says, Frankenstein not hot, fire bad.
Ryan Daly, Scott X, The 108th Sage, The Hammer Strikes, Random Geeky Stuff, Tim Price, Tough Like a Girl, Vera Wild, Warlock Thanos Podcast, Willie Yarbrough, and Zoom Yukinori. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Anise, for reading those.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yay!
And, next time, the Shirley Temple special We'll be looking back at the past two issues, issues 3 and 4, and looking at updated looks for all these characters. What happened between 1986 and today? Usually bad fashion choices.
It's worse.
Are we really having Shirley Temples? Because those are the bomb.
I know, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes, last time we had alcohol, I couldn't feel my teeth.
Now it's so many good fruits.
Yeah.
Very, very good
fruits. I'll be drinking fake wine.
Do we get tiny swords?
Yes.
With the cherries?
What do you mean you'll be drinking fake wine? It's Shirley Temples. It's non-alcoholic.
Yes, does it she fizz? She doesn't drink fizz.
Okay, I don't
drink
fizz. I'm sorry.
So does it has many preferences.
let's call it that.
Don't we all, though?
Yes. This show attests.
Otherwise, this podcast would not be possible.
The What More Not podcast. Brought we have many you. Preferences.
Brought to you by our preferences.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Take me to Blooper Town!